From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Air traffic across much of Europe is paralyzed as volcanic ash from Iceland continues to make flying impossible. Millions of passengers have been stranded. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels on how Europe is handling the crisis.
Forecasters aren't giving travelers much reason to be hopeful. The European Air Traffic Control Agency Eurocontrol expects the ash cloud to continue to block the vast majority of flights for the rest of the weekend. While Spain, southern Italy, Greece, and Turkey are among the areas not yet hampered by the ash, most of northern and central European countries still have their airspace closed. Pockets that have cleared, in Norway or Sweden, for example, are still cut off from most other destinations by the heavy cloud. Eurocontrol analysts say the crisis is more significant than they could have anticipated, because the volcanic activity is continuing so long, and the lack of strong winds means the cloud is dissipating very slowly. Meanwhile, monitoring reports from Iceland say the eruption may actually be intensifying. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The volcanic ash is affecting Sunday's state funeral for Polish President Lech Kaczynski. NPR's Allison Key says President Obama is among the world leaders who've been forced to change plans.
The statement issued says it's from the president. He spoke with Poland's acting president, Komorowski, and told him that he regrets not being able to make it to Poland due to the volcanic ash that's been disrupting air travel over Europe. There were other world leaders who also had to cancel their travel, including Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel and the King of Spain.
NPR's Allison Keyes reporting from the White House in Poland. They're preparing for Sunday's state funeral for President Lech Kaczynski and his wife. Their coffins are to be flown to Krakow for the funeral ceremonies. In Warsaw Saturday, tens of thousands filled the biggest public square in the city for a memorial and funeral mass and for the Kaczynskis and the 94 other people killed in last week's plane crash. Arizona has become the third state to allow people to carry concealed weapons without a permit. NPR's Ted Robbins has details.
Arizona Republican Governor Jan Brewer signed the legislation and said that it not only protects Second Amendment rights, but restores them. Under the new law, anyone over 21 will be able to carry without a permit, foregoing the background checks and classes now required. Critics worry that the law will lead to more accidental shootings because gun owners will not have safety classes. But supporters say they'll be able to protect themselves more easily from criminals. The law will take effect this summer. Alaska and Vermont are the only other states which allow concealed weapons without a permit. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates has reportedly warned the White House that the U.S. lacks a long-term plan for dealing with Iran's disputed nuclear program. The New York Times is reporting on a three-page memo that it says Gates wrote in January. The Times says it touched off efforts to develop new options for the president should diplomacy and sanctions not work. This is NPR News. The Dalai Lama says he'd like to visit the site of China's earthquake and offer comfort to the victims. The exiled spiritual leader has not returned to China since he fled Tibet in 1959 after a failed uprising against Chinese rule. The quake Wednesday morning has left nearly 1,500 people dead. The Labor Department is assembling an independent team of safety experts to review federal regulators' internal investigation of the deadly mine disaster in West Virginia. NPR's Howard Burkus has more.
The Mine Safety and Health Administration's investigative team drew criticism as soon as it was announced. That's because the team leader was responsible for inspections in advance of an earlier coal mine explosion in 2006 in which five people died. MSHA itself called those inspections faulty and blamed the blast in part on weak oversight. The Labor Department didn't refer to any of that in establishing an independent group of occupational safety experts to essentially watch the MSHA investigators. The group will be assembled by the director of the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. Labor Secretary Hilda Solis says in a statement she's confident the MSHA investigators will conduct a thorough review, but she added the independent experts to ensure accountability. Howard Burkus, NPR News.
He died more than 200 years ago, but according to New York City's oldest library, George Washington still has a couple of books checked out. The New York Society Library's head librarian says the institution is not seeking payment of the late fees, but it would love to get the books back. One of the books was The Law of Nations, which deals with international relations. The other was a volume of debates from Britain's House of Commons. Both were due in 1789. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.